Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
Lent isn't only about giving up. It's about taking on new and holier habits. It's not about punishing ourselves, but rather about changing ourselves into new and better people. Not just for 40 days, but for a lifetime. The season of Lent is not about giving up things we enjoy, but rather about giving up sin and replacing it with acts of charity and love. This is why each of us is encouraged to plan out a rule of life for the Lenten season and to use this time to experiment with that rule. Then if we find it helps us maintain a proper devotional climate, we can adopt it for use all year round, not just for these few weeks. In today's second lesson, the Apostle Paul exhorts us to mutual love and compassion. We not only must learn to put off anger and wrath, but to replace it with compassion and kindness. We not only stop doing evil, but we must learn instead to do justice and charity towards all God's children. We, the elect of God, holy and beloved, must put on what St. Paul calls bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, because we owe so much to the mercy of God. We are forgiven our sins through the tender mercy of God, and we should therefore share the same mercy to others. The bowels of mercy are the tenderest, the most profound, and the gentle of mercies. We must show kindness to all those we encounter. Being kind involves not only kind words and acts, but also kind thoughts and reactions. This is how we reconcile all men to each other and to God. It is how we show forth Christ in our own lives. We must have humbleness of mind, not resenting those above us, nor glorifying ourselves over those below. We are all servants to all, after all. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, says the Lord. We must have meekness, Paul says. We must not allow ourselves to respond to others in anger or hatred, even when we feel we have been provoked. Patiently controlling our own anger and bearing the anger of others is the mark of the Christian. Not only must we be meek, we must be long-suffering. We must display tolerance towards those who provoke us. Christ said we should forgive our brothers not 7 times, but 70 times 7. As tiresome as it may be, as weary as we become, we must show the same kind of tolerance towards those who provoke us. God has been long-suffering with us, and we must exercise long-suffering to others. Additionally, we must exercise forbearance towards one another. Each of us labors under all the stresses and strains of life. Each of us can, on occasion, be disagreeable. We may sometimes have quarrels with each other. And it is important, if we are to be the elect of God, that we find ways to forgive and to live with each other in peace. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye, says Paul. Jesus is our Lord and our teacher. As he forgives us, we too must forgive. We declare this each Sunday and the Lord's Prayer. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. If we wish to be forgiven our sins, how could we fail to forgive the sins of others? We have a duty to forgive in these cases. How can we achieve this task? How can we bring ourselves to forgive, to forbear, to be humble and kind to those which we are angry? First, we must clothe ourselves with love and charity. Above all things, put on charity, Paul says. Brotherly love is the basis for all the rest. It becomes the centerpiece of the Christian life, the mark of the Christian by which the Christian is known. This is, Paul says, the bond of perfectness. It is the cement that bonds us to others in our Christian life. When we hold others in Christian love and charity, we are following the commandments of our Lord. One of the distinct marks of the Christian is that Christians tend to be at peace with each other, not constantly fighting, squabbling, and disagreeing. Christians rather hold each other in the magnanimity of spirit, forgiving each other their minor foibles, and yet always assisting each other. Often this assistance is in the form of teaching, praying for, upholding each other. Christians regard each other as brothers and sisters in the spirit as the family of God. As family members, we are bonded together in the fealty, our sworn duty to God and agape, the Greek term for the love of God for his people and their love return to him. Then we can truly say, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, because we are then able to live in God's peace. We're then at peace with each other and with God. We can then live in God's favor. Each Sunday when we receive Holy Communion, we also receive the benediction, which in part says, the peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. This call to God's people is universal. All of God's children are called to live in the bonds of peace and love with one another. As Paul tells the Colossians, you are called in one body to live in peace. We know that we are one body, that we are part of one body of Jesus Christ. As the parts of the body must be at peace with each other, as the branches of the vine must grow in peace with each other, so must the people of God be at peace with each other. We are each saints, led by the Prince of Peace. For this, Paul says, we should be thankful. It is our calling, our special mark, our covenant with God. Lent is about making changes that last all your life, not just for a few short weeks. And that Lent is a time for positive, joyful change rather than sullen, painful mortifications of our bodies. So during this season of Lent, I offer you each this challenge. Each day, promote peace. Whether on a small scale between two people, members of your family, friends, or even total strangers, or even on a larger scale, promote peace. Offer your help to find the peaceful, loving way to settle some difference. Perhaps you can offer to your community, your city, county, or state, a better way to handle some difficulty. This could be a new idea, a plan not thought of by anyone else, or even just a call to let our ideas lead where our imaginations sometimes fails. Promote peace, not in anger, not in harsh terms, but as the elect of God, holy and beloved, with bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. And as Paul concludes, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Let us pray. Lord, as we continue through this season of Lent, help us to see your call to Christian love and peace as our rule of life. Grant to us that strength of character and grace to recognize the changes we need to make in our lives and the courage to make them. Guide us always to do your will in all we undertake, and let us be your peacemakers in the world. For your blessed name's sake, we pray. Amen.
Amen.